Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, June 26th. Currently with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is calm. The barometric pressure is 30.10. The dew point is 54 degrees. It is 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. An inmate at El Dorado Correctional Facility near Wichita died on Saturday. 31-year-old Nicholas Rymanik was found unresponsive in his cell and pronounced dead shortly after that. The Kansas Department of Corrections said Rymanik was serving a sentence for one count of burglary and one count of attempted aggravated burglary from Saline County. The investigation is ongoing. A boil water advisory has ended. Julio Flores has more.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has rescinded a boil water advisory for Montgomery County Rural Water District 2CB, located in Montgomery County. The advisory was initially issued due to low pressure in the distribution system, which could have led to low chlorine residuals and bacterial contamination. KDHE issues the rescind order after confirming the system safety through laboratory testing. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
And for most of the state, it'll be a warm week weather-wise, with the chance of storms increasing as the week goes on. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. At 1:47 a.m. on Sunday, the Hays Police Department received a report of a shooting in the 1,000 block of East 8th Street in Hays. The caller went on to report that a male had been shot in the neck and was on the ground. Emergency responders were dispatched, and upon arriving, officers from the Hays Police Department made contact with the gunshot victim and began giving medical care until the Ellis County Emergency Services personnel arrived and took over that medical care. The gunshot victim was taken by ambulance to the Hays Medical Center, where he succumbed to his injury. The Hays Police Department has one person in custody, and there are no other suspects involved, and the deceased's name has not been released at this time. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation's Crime Scene Response Team assisted the Hays Police Department with the investigation. The Schmidt Foundation has awarded $75,000 in grant funding to High Plains Mental Health Center for the purpose of expanding behavioral health workforce throughout Northwest Kansas. The two-year funding will provide generous scholarships for six staff members beginning master's-level curriculum at Fort Hays State University, as they will provide outpatient therapy services at High Plains following their graduation. Nationwide, a chronic shortage of behavioral health professionals has made it difficult for agencies to keep pace with increasing needs for mental health and substance use disorder services, and the challenges are often exacerbated in rural areas. However, Walt Hill, the executive director, stated that High Plains has had previous success with efforts to grow their own workforce. Hill said this program will invest in six bright young professionals who will further their education, advance their careers, and then put their skills to good use, serving the people of Northwest Kansas. All six staff members are currently employed as recovery specialists and will continue employment at High Plains while they complete the two-year advanced curriculum at Fort Hays State University. The scholarship funding is contingent on their attendance at Fort Hays State University in support of the region's only four-year university. When the two-year grant program concludes, High Plains will add six in-person outpatient therapists to their staff, significantly increasing capacity for mental health services in Northwest Kansas. Hill added that High Plains Mental Health Center served a record number of individuals in 2022 and is on track to have another very busy year in 2023. So expanding the workforce is necessary to keep pace with increasing demand and to continue their efforts to grow in becoming a certified community behavioral health clinic, one of the first in the state of Kansas. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas and Tina Smith of Minnesota introduced bipartisan legislation to make certain that patients who receive oral medications are not hit with thousands of dollars in unaffordable out-of-pocket costs that health plans routinely cover for patients receiving traditional IV chemotherapy treatments. The Senators' Cancer Drug Parity Act responds to the recent improvements in oral medications for cancer by preventing insurers from charging cancer patients higher copayments for those medications than they do for chemotherapy medicine delivered intravenously. An estimated 2 million Americans will be diagnosed with cancer this year, and a study on patients prescribed oral cancer medications found that 1 in 8 patients faced copayments of $2,000 or more for their first prescription. More than 40 states and the District of Columbia have enacted oral parity laws, which prevent health plans from creating different cost-sharing requirements for oral and IV cancer medicines, and these laws have made a significant difference for cancer patients. With harvest season underway in parts of the state, the Kansas Highway Patrol would like to remind motorists to use more caution and patience when traveling around farm trucks, tractors, combines, and other implements. Most farm equipment is not designed to travel at highway speeds and may only travel 15 to 25 miles per hour. And farm equipment is often wider than other vehicles and is sometimes wider than the lane of traffic. So extra room should be allowed when traveling near an implement on the road. Extra caution should be practiced on all roads, but especially on the busy rural roads with unmarked intersections. It's important to share the road safely for the sake of the farmers out working and for the motoring public. Some tips to keep in mind when sharing Kansas roads with farmers include to not assume the farmer knows that you're there, pass with extreme caution. When a farm vehicle pulls to the right side of the road, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's turning right or allowing you to pass. Be patient. Think of the slow-moving vehicle emblem as a warning to adjust your speed, and pay attention, as when you're not focused solely on the road, you increase your chances of a collision, especially if you should come upon a slow-moving farm vehicle. In Nebraska news, on Friday, June 23rd, the jury in the Dawson County District Court case against 64-year-old Paul Brooks of Arapahoe found him guilty of sexual assault of a child after 3 hours of a deliberation. The case stems from the sexual assault of a 15-year-old girl in the basement of an Arapahoe home in September 2019. According to court records, Brooks is also facing separate charges in Furnace County Court on 2 counts of first-degree sexual assault and 1 count of third-degree sexual assault. He's set to be arraigned on the new charges at 1 p.m. today, June 26th. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that a woman was arrested on Thursday night after a standoff at an apartment in Minden. The patrol said that at around 8:20 p.m., the patrol SWAT team was sent to a Minden apartment after police reported that a woman made a threat toward the Kearney County Courthouse. The patrol said the woman, who has not yet been identified, also showed a handgun during a visit from a counselor. When the SWAT team arrived, they tried to get the woman to come out, but she did not respond, and officials said shortly after midnight, authorities used chemical munitions, which caused the woman to leave the apartment. The patrol said she was immediately taken into custody and no one was injured in the standoff. A 15-year-old was taken into custody after Grand Island police say he kidnapped other boys and even threatened to kill one of them. This all started at an apartment building near Chanticleer Street and Stagecoach Road on Thursday just before 4 p.m. According to the Grand Island Police Department, the suspect first punched another 15-year-old in the face. An officer said the attacker had a knife and threatened to kill the victim unless he confessed to a crime that he didn't commit. From there, the suspect is accused of ordering a 16-year-old to drive all three of them to another location. He was eventually caught and charged with terroristic threats, use of a weapon to commit a felony, and third-degree assault and kidnapping. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the Kansas Insurance Department has made its annual distribution to local firefighter relief associations, or FRAs, as pursuant to the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act. $16,863,037.79 was distributed among 554 local FRAs throughout the state. Schmidt stated that firefighters put their lives on the line to keep us safe, and the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act acknowledges that by providing additional protections for firefighters and their loved ones. She said the act not only gives first responders needed safety nets, but it also allows local communities to provide their citizens with improved firefighting equipment and resources. The funds from the Kansas Firefighters Relief Act are generated by a 2% tax paid by insurance companies on fire and lightning insurance premiums that are written in Kansas. And associations primarily use their distributed funds for insurance premiums and safety enhancements. The relief funds may pay for the health, accident, disability, and life insurance premiums of local firefighters and safety enhancements such as new fire trucks, fire station building improvements, and firefighting gear. Norton County received $32,088.46 in total funds to be distributed to local fire departments. To learn more about the Firefighter Relief Act and see the statewide distribution of the 2023 Kansas Firefighters Relief Act funds, you can visit insurance.kansas.gov/firefighters. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that nearly $10 million has been awarded to 26 recipients for training and workforce development initiatives in high-demand and high-wage industries. Funding was made available through the Delivering Residents and Workforce, or DRAW, program, which was launched by the Department of Commerce earlier this year, and they reported that they received 50 applications with requests totaling over $24 million. Tolan said, as Kansas continues to attract transformative economic development projects, it's vital our state's talent pipeline receives the right training to build out the skill sets that are needed to enjoy successful careers in these targeted sectors. The DRAW program is laser-focused on the state's most critical positions. The funds were designated by the Strengthening People and Revitalizing Kansas, or SPARK, Executive Committee, and approved by the State Finance Council to provide impactful capital projects that spur regional economic development in high-demand and high-wage industries, such as healthcare, education, and technology-based businesses. And Senate President Ty Masterson stated that it's a priority for the legislature that these vacant, high-demand, high-wage jobs are filled by Kansans whenever possible. Recipients will use their funds towards construction of on-site training facilities and service expansions, third-party and vendor training costs on machinery and equipment used for training, salaries directly related to training, course development costs, and services for development of in-house training, marketing, and communication and activities to attract talent from out of state. The awardees will have 2 years to complete their projects and utilize all the awarded funds. Locally, Valley Hope Association of Norton was awarded $181,908. For a list of DRAW grant recipients and more information about the program, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/draw. A bridge project along K-9 in Norton County is scheduled to begin today, June 26th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will replace the bridge over Skull Creek, which is located approximately 4 miles east of the K-173 junction near Dinsmore. During the construction, K-9 will be closed to through traffic at the bridge, and motorists should follow the signed detour around the work zone using US 283, US 36, and US 183. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects this project to be complete in late November, conditions permitting. This project is one of 3 bridge replacements the Kansas Department of Transportation has planned along K-9 in Norton and Phillips counties in 2023 and 2024. The Phillips County bridges are located 3.5 and 7.5 miles east of the Norton County line. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager Dan Moore at 785-302-6200. A celebration of life for Ray Darnell Pogue, 82, of Almena, will be held at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, June 28th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Tuesday, June 27th, also at the funeral home. A private family interment will be held in the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena, and a memorial has been established to the Almena Fire Department and Hospice Services of Northwest Kansas, and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 89 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. Should be mostly clear with a low around 64 and a southeast wind around 10 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 90 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour Tuesday. And on Tuesday night, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m. Should be partly cloudy with a low around 63 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Tuesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 95. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 93. On Friday, there's a slight chance of showers and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Otherwise, on Friday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 86. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 83. And on Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 88. Currently, with fair skies, it is 61 degrees. The humidity is 77%, the wind speed is calm, the barometric pressure is 30.10, and the dew point is 54 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Make the most of your summer with a certificate from United Northwest Federal Credit Union. June 1st through the 30th, earn 5.2% APY on a 9-month certificate while you soak up the sun. Lock in this great rate today and start earning more from your savings. New deposits with a minimum of $5,000 are required to earn the stated APY. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals had a surprising series split with the Tampa Bay Rays over the weekend down at Tropicana Field. The Royals entered the series with the second worst record in baseball, while the Rays were the only 50-plus win team in the major leagues. The Royals stood strong, however, and won games 1 and 3 to split the four-game set. In the Royals' two victories, it was their offense that powered them forward. The Royals won 6-5 Thursday night and came back from multiple deficits in that win, while a 9-4 victory on Saturday afternoon, so the Royals scored 9 unanswered runs and get Jordan Lyles his first victory of the 2023 season. The Royals did drop Game 2 on Friday night 11-3 as Zach Greinke had a rough start, while they lost 3-1 in the series finale Sunday afternoon as the Royals could not solve Tampa Bay Rays starter Tyler Glasnow. The club will now have an off day this afternoon before beginning a 6-game homestand the rest of this week as they welcome the Cleveland Guardians and Los Angeles Dodgers to Kauffman Stadium. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I'm Fulton Castor.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at StraightTalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
We have a mostly clear sky this morning as a ridge of high pressure at the surface continues to build in today. That will lead to dry air with less humidity. At the same time, an upper-level ridge much higher in the atmosphere will move in from the southern plains with low-level moisture slowly spreading north. This may bring us a few isolated showers or a thunderstorm early tomorrow. And as a few disturbances sweep by this week, we'll have chances of thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. A ridge will continue to strengthen Wednesday and Thursday. This will be our hottest and most humid days, with heat advisories possible along and south of I-70. A trough of low pressure will arrive this weekend, and that will bring us more widespread rain. Today's high will be in the mid-80s in northwest Kansas, upper 80s in north-central Kansas, 88 degrees in northeastern Kansas. Sunny with a high in the upper 80s in southwestern Kansas. And in south-central Kansas, much warmer today with a high in the low 90s. In southeastern Kansas, dry weather continues with a high temperature in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, of course, we had cattle on feed report on Friday, considered somewhat negative in the market. We'll see if that comes to fruition and we end up on the negative side on the cattle trade here later this morning. Also, cold storage report, very friendly as well. Now, on to the grain side, a wild overnight session, weather-affected markets as well, but kind of misleading. Corn futures down unchanged to 4 cents higher, but the new crop 13 cents off the low, 6 cents off of the high. Soybean futures up 10 to 11, and wheat futures up 19 to 20, looking and monitoring the situation in Russia, one of the big factors there. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
The summer is here, and you know it's going to stick around for a while. Neither you or your animals are fans of heat stress. Valley Vet Supply has many fan options to help around the farm and at the fair. Cool those 4-H livestock projects with a powerful 24-inch turbo fan with an optional water misting ring. For lambs, goats, and show pigs, the 12-inch Cool Breeze fan is a perfect match. Add available mounting stands to make those fans ideal for the livestock fair. Valley Vet has large, portable drum fans that are popular in farm shops and work areas. Simply roll the breeze to your work spot. And their 18-inch indoor-outdoor waterproof fan is a hit for patios, porches, horse stalls, and show barns. Get all of these Valley Vet fans online with same-day shipping and free freight at Valley Vet.